This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and his family and his companions and his followers until the day of judgment. My dear brothers and sisters, I welcome you all to this program, The Robe That Binds Us. This program is an intermediate level course. I would like to present to you about one of the most important subjects, I believe, that Muslims need to study and know and to be well aware of. It's about the methodology of Ahl Sunnah Wal-Jama'ah, the way of Ahl Sunnah Wal-Jama'ah, because this is the way to unite this ummah, to bring them back to the same way that they used to be in the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's time. As Imam Malik rahimahullah once was asked how this ummah can go back to the same strength, to the same beauty that it used to be during the Prophet ﷺ. How can we change the society to go back to be pure as it used to be? And this is in the Imam Malik rahimahullah's time. He said, لَنْ يُصْلِحَ آخِرَ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ إِلَّا مَا أَصْلَحَ أَوَّلُهَا. There is nothing can change the society to be good again as it used to be, except what have changed them in the beginning. What have changed them in the Prophet ﷺ time from being those who don't believe in the concept of God or Allah or the unity of God, who don't believe in the concept of religion, they don't have religion to follow, they don't believe in so many concepts, but Al-Islam came to change those people to be worshipper to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, to be follower to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be the Muslims who practicing the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is a sharia, or which is the message of Islam, to be contributor to the society that they're living in, to be a positive element in the big picture, or the humanity in large, and they contributed a lot to the humanity since this message started from Mecca. How can we bring this ummah again to the same way it used to be in the Prophet ﷺ or the time where the early Muslim generation lived? One of the most common questions the people raised, how can Muslim be united? Everybody knows the importance of unity. Even recent days, countries, companies, they know the importance of unity. That's why they will have established a sense of unity between countries. You see the Europeans, for example, they all came together to be united and have a union. Even big companies, now they come together to be stronger. So how can we do the same thing to our communities? How can we have this sense of unity and strong ties between the Muslims? If we talk about their countries, talk about their societies, their communities, regardless how large these communities are or small, I think the concept of unity, everybody agree with me, that is very, very important, and we need it now more than any other time. My dear brothers and sisters, the problem is not knowing or realizing the importance of unity. Because this is a common sense. Everybody knows that when we are all together, we are stronger. We can work better. We can help one another. And when we are scattered or divided, we will not be able to accomplish much. This is a common sense. But what really can unite us? What can gather all of us together? I look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have told us in the Quran and through the teaching of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and I came to choose this word, the robe that binds us. It's a robe, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used this word when He ordered us to all come together and to hold to His robe, because this is the only way to bring this ummah together again, and they will come together. And when they will come together based on Al-Quran and As-Sunnah, they will be able to gain the dignity that they used to have, to be again a contributor to the civilization of the humanity, to be again an important element in the society as they used to be. My dear brothers and sisters, it's the robe that binds us, As-Sunnah and Al-Jama'ah, or the way of Ahlul Sunnah and Al-Jama'ah. What we mean by that? And this is very important. What I mean by the Sunnah and the Jama'ah, I would like to say that the methodology of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah is what we are going to talk about. This methodology or the way of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah is what we are going to cover, inshallah, in this program, in the upcoming episodes. And generally speaking, the methodology of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah will appear in two main categories. First, their methodology of dealing with the evidence, with the textual evidence, with the Quran and Sunnah. How they understand the religion, what is the source of the religion, first of all, then how they understand these textual evidence. Then after that, we'll be talking about another important issue, which is their methodology of dealing with people. How Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah have set for us a way of dealing with each other, dealing with people who agree with us, people who don't agree with us or disagree with us, either in principles or even in minor issues. How can we deal with each other when we disagree with each other, when we talk to each other, when we interact with each other? How can we deal with the evidence? So it's if we can say that theoretically speaking, then practically speaking, how can we interact and how can we implement this in our life? My brothers and sisters, so we will talk about the methodology of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah in this basically two areas, dealing with the evidence and dealing with people. Now, it's very important to know why we need to study or to know about the methodology of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Why we have to talk about Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And this is, I think, a question can be raised by anyone who listening to me today. Why Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah? The reason for that, because if you study any religion, the history of any religion, and Islam, one of the religions that humanity had, you will see there is all change happened to these religions through centuries. Even our religion, the Prophet ﷺ told us, there is change will happen by the time. There is new ideas will come. There is people will change the message of the Prophet. That happened to the prophets and to the nations before us. This also happened to this ummah and will continue happening to this religion. But the difference between the Muslim ummah and other nations is that the Prophet ﷺ told us that this ummah the truth always will remain clear and will be recognized. And there will be people holding to this truth and spreading it and teaching it. But it happened to maybe in the other communities that the truth will not be recognized as clear as it will be recognized in this ummah. In this ummah, the Prophet ﷺ said, there will always be a group of people victorious, and those people will always hold to the right and pure message of Islam. Those will bring the Muslims in large, the community whole, back to the roots of Islam, to this message which is very simple, very pure, which make people's life much, much easier than so many people think. Those what we call them Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am Yasser Fazagan, and you are watching Peace TV, the solution for humanity.
Explore the options. Match the qualities. Assure the success.
What happens at school, or more specifically, what happens inside the classroom? Good qualities of classrooms: interactive, challenging, collaborative, distributive focus, student-centered. Let's together examine the quality of education that is provided to our children. To judge this quality precisely, join me on Peace TV.
Join Dr. Mamdoor Muhammad in Teaching at School every Sunday, Tuesday and Thursday at 6 p.m. Saudi Arabia and 7 p.m. UAE on Peace TV.
Where truth is hidden, misleading quotations create confusion. Where truth is hidden, lack of knowledge and wisdom cause upheaval and commotion. Where truth is hidden, manipulated scriptures and twisted facts emerge. This very hidden truth creates false propaganda, mayhem, chaos, disorder, and turmoil in our lives and the world order. But is there anyone with courage and wisdom? What is the truth, and who has the courage to expose it? Because it's your right to know the truth.
Watch Truth Prevail and Lies Perish in Truth Exposed by Dr. Zakir Naik every Friday to Wednesday at 9 p.m. Saudi Arabia and 10 p.m. UAE on Peace TV.
Many people are misguided by films, the internet, and parties. But the future lies in the youth of today. Will they ever become the leaders of tomorrow? What are their responsibilities? Are they more interested in the worldly life or the eternal life? To understand the mission of our youth, watch me, Arib Islam, only on Peace TV.
Join Arib Islam in Mission of the Youth, next on Peace TV.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. In order for us to know or to understand who are really Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah are, we need to study their methodology, to know them and to have a closer look to them. Also, to recognize those who falsely claim that they're following Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. I think one of the biggest problems today we have, my brothers and sisters, that there are so many people misrepresent our religion. There are so many people really misrepresent us in different ways, in different aspects. They misrepresent the message of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sometimes by adding to it, which is not from it, or changing the message of Islam, or claiming things from their own, and they contribute this to the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam or to the religion of Islam. And I think it's very important for us to differentiate between what is true and what is falsehood. Also, to establish a solid unity. In order for us to be united, we need to build our unity on a foundation, solid and strong and cannot be shaken. That's why I think it's very important for us to study and to know the methodology of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And I said that this ummah will meet its destiny, which the Prophet ﷺ told us that whoever will live after me, he or she will see a lot of changing, a lot of new ideas, a lot of difference in opinions. Then the Prophet ﷺ told his companions how they can be saved from this confusion. He said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, follow my sunnah and the way of al-khulafa al-rashideen, those who rightly guided people who will come after me. And no doubt, on the top of those guided ones, the four caliphs, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali, radiallahu anhum all. May Allah be pleased with them all. My brothers and sisters, now, it might be a good start to start with explaining or defining who are Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. In order for me to define the word Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, I need first to mention a fact that Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, this terminology, is not the only name or label been used to describe those who follow the true Islam or the pure message of Islam, or who held tight to the robe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the Quran and the Sunnah. They had different names through the century. And I think it's very important to examine these titles and labels which they identified themselves with in order for us to know them, And I looked through these titles, which is used by the scholars, and I found them, I can say, in five or six titles. For instance, one of the most common name, Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The people of Sunnah and the people of Al-Jama'ah. What does this title mean? And when this title exactly appeared, when Muslims started using this terminology, Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, if we look through the narrations, we'll see that this word, Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, used by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, when he said in his comment in one of the verses in Surah Ali Imran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَوْمَ تَبْيَضُّ وُجُوهٌ وَتَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهٌ, when some faces will be shining in the Day of Judgment and other will be dark. Ibn Abbas said that the faces of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah will be shining and bright in the day of Judgment. This narration that we found clearly that Ibn Abbas used this terminology, Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. But this title became common and been used for a purpose, to identify those who follow the Sunnah and the Jama'ah. When there is some people raise some doubts about the authority of Sunnah, when some people said, no, we can't trust the Sunnah, or we don't, the Prophet ﷺ passed away, so there is no need for following the Prophet ﷺ anymore. We just go straight to the Quran and take from the Quran, and they rejected the Sunnah. And that happened in the time of a sect called Al-Khawarij in the early time, around 40 or the first century in Islam, in the first century in Islam. So when people start, we came up with this idea of following Quran, not the Sunnah, they said we are the people of Sunnah because we're not going to leave our Quran. Then when the Khawarij again, the sect, which is fought Ali radiallahu anhu, and they killed Ali radiallahu anhu arda, and before that they went against Uthman radiallahu anhu and killed Uthman radiallahu anhu arda. They also rejected the concept of jama'ah, that people are united behind their ruler, behind their ruler. Also, when people said the majority of Muslims in that time were the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, when some people also said, we cannot trust the companions. We don't believe that Abu Bakr and those who followed Abu Bakr, or Umar and those who followed Umar, who have chosen Umar to be their leader, and Uthman radiallahu anhu, and those who have chosen Uthman to be their leader. This was the majority, the jama'ah. People were united around those leaders. Some people said, we want to break ourselves out from this group, to leave this jama'ah, to leave this group, and to establish our own. When this idea came up in the Muslim society, those who held to the pure message of Islam, to the core of the religion, which is holding to the sunnah, and to the jama'ah, they identify themselves by saying, we are the people of sunnah, and we are the people of al-jama'ah. Following the Prophet ﷺ, following the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, supporting the Muslim rulers, supporting the methodology of the companions, radiallahu anhum arda, may Allah be pleased with them. When these meanings became clear, when those people try to express these meanings and spread these meanings, bringing people back to these meanings, they identify themselves by Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and this became a title or a name that had been used to differentiate between those who follow the Sunnah and the Jama'ah and those who rejected that concept. Also, another name, which is the way of the Salaf al-Salih, radiallahu anhum ardham. Those who follow the way of the Salaf al-Salih, radiallahu anhum ardham. This name also been used to refer to those who follow the early generation. As Salaf al-Salih, it means the Salaf, it means the people who came earlier, who come before. So the earlier generation, which is the Sahaba, radiallahu anhum, the first, then the second one, which is the Tabi'een. They are the first and the second generation came in Islam, or even the third generation, that's what they call them. They are the one who before, and they who came earlier, so they follow their footsteps. When some people start translating the books of the Greek and the Romans, and even the Buddhist, the Indians, when these books been translated and to Arabic, and people start reading them, and even following or adopting some ideas related to theology and related to the concept of Tawheed and understanding the nature of the unseen word or the nature of God, using these books as a reference, seeking their knowledge from these books, other scholars said, no, we're not going to follow this methodology. We want to go back to the simple way which is the Sahaba and the Tabi'een used to practice and used to understand the textual evidence with. So they said, we're going to follow the way of As-Salaf al-Salih. We don't want to follow the way of the philosophers, and we don't want to go into all these arguments and discussion that appear sometimes in the history of Islam. That's why they recognize, by the way, the people who follow As-Salaf or the early Muslim generations. And inshallah, we'll be discussing this in more details in the coming episodes. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us and to help us to know and to recognize always the truth and to hold into it and to practice in our life. With this, I'll leave you. So, inshallah, I will see you in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.